Bismillah wa salatu wa salam ala Rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man wa ala. Alhamdulillah, we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the blessing of this month, for the light of this month, for the happiness of this month, for the joy of this blessed month. This blessed month in which the best of creation sallallahu alayhi wa sallam emerged from the blessed womb of his blessed mother into this world. And he honored this world and graced it, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And once he was born, everything would change and would never ever be the same after the blessed Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came into this world. And alhamdulillah, one of the greatest blessings of all is that we have salawat upon Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that you and I can take part in the most important thing in existence, which is the relationship that our Prophet has with the Lord of the heavens and the earth, subhanahu wa ta'ala. All that really matters is Allah. And Allah ta'ala made his greatest beloved none other than Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the source of creation. This is why it is that everything else was brought into existence. And this is the highest thing that anyone can possibly ever reach, is to become beloved to Allah and his messenger, and then to love Allah in his messenger. And this is life in its entirety. This is the khulasa and the essence in an abridged form of what it is that we should be doing and what it is that we should be aiming for. And every time that we say Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad, we're not calling upon with the words Allahumma all of the names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but we are asking the Lord of the heavens and the earth to pray. And the scholars teach us about what that means, to pray upon the best of creation, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet is not in need of our prayers upon him. Whether we do it or not, he is already with his Lord, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We are the ones that get to benefit. We are the ones whose hearts then become filled with mercy, become filled with light, become filled with goodness, and they become open to be able to receive divine guidance. And one of these blessed salawat that was sent upon the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam by one of the great inheritors, Habib Ali bin Muhammad al-Habshi, radiallahu ta'ala anhu ar-Allah. And this is a salawat that has very profound and deep meanings. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin salatan turdika wa turdi wa tantawi biha a'mali wa niyati wa harakati wa sakinati fi. So this begins by saying that, O Allah, that pray upon Sayyidina Muhammad. We're asking the Lord of the heavens and the earth to pray upon Sayyidina Muhammad. And in general, the ulama say that it's rahmah, that it is mercy. But what is the reality of what our Prophet ﷺ experiences when the Lord of the heaven and the earth is praying upon him incessantly, constantly, forever, and ever and ever? And this is indicated when Allah Ta'ala says, "Inna Allahu malaikatuhu yusallun." Outwardly, all you see is a verb in the present tense. But you know rhetorically that this points to a reality that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, yufidat istamara, is constantly and will forever be praying upon that our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What does that mean in terms of what our Prophet experiences in every moment where he is receiving that the prayer of Allah jalla jalalu upon him? And that what is he emanating to creation then as a result? And how is he enriching everyone and everything around him as a result? They've always said that فَاقِدْ الشَّيْءَ لَا يَعْطِي. If you don't have something, that you can't give something. If you don't have knowledge, you can't give knowledge. If you that do not have mercy, that you cannot give mercy, and so forth and so on. If you don't have something, that you can't give it. But then think about our Prophet ﷺ, who has more than what he has. And all of the most sublime meanings of what it is that human beings can attain, it is for this reason that he gave so much, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we say that, O Allah, pray upon Sayyidina Muhammad, salatin. A prayer that what? Salatin turdika wa turdi. That makes you content and makes him content. Imagine if Allah Ta'ala accepts that salawat from you. Is that if you're asking Allah Ta'ala to pray upon Sayyidina Muhammad. And when you do so, you're opening up the door for your du'as to be accepted. Because the scholars have also always said this, if you want your prayers to be answered, begin with salawat upon the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then make du'a, supplicate, and then end with salawat. Why? Because Allah Ta'ala is too generous. We know that He accepts salawat upon the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That is one of the actions that we know Allah will accept even if we have weak intention, even if we have mixed intentions, because of how much He loves the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So that if you mention any other supplication in between that, Allah is too generous to answer the two tail ends of your dua and then not to answer what is in the middle. So just imagine if Allah accepted that. We are praying upon the Prophet a prayer that hopefully will lead to the contentment of Allah. Salatan turdika wa turdi. That makes you content and makes Him content. But then look what He asked for. The awliya of Allah know how to do talab. They know what to ask for. They know what it is that we should be seeking. And this is why that we have to follow them and listen very carefully to what they say and the words it is that they use, because they do not use them haphazardly. Rather, is that there are deep meanings in everything that is they say. وَتَنْطَوِي بِهَا, a prayer through which تَنْطَوِي بِهَا. This Arabic word تَنْطَوِي is that it comes from طَوَيَطْوِي, which is to fold something up. And the idea there is that if you put something in the middle of a piece of paper and you fold it up, that you can no longer see it. It's now contained inside of that paper. So intawa is to be folded up or to be folded in something. In other words, to be absorbed into it. And the scholars of this science is that they mention that there are 3 degrees. There's what is called an intiwa, and this is the first degree of a sila al-khas, of a special connection, is what is called intiwa. Then there what is called imtizaj. Then there it is what is called al-muhaka. And intiwa is the first degree because it relates to our af'al, the things that it is that we do. Imtizaj is higher than that because it relates to our traits. And then al-muhaka is even higher than that because it relates to our essence. But this is the goal. To be absorbed completely in the best of creation, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And so when we say salat wa tantawi biha, what? A'mali wa niyati, my actions, my intentions, wa harakati wa sakanati, my times of movement and my times of stillness. So we want all of our a'mal, everything that it is that we do, and tantawi, we want those to be absorbed in the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because the reality of intiwa is mushabahat al-af'al al-af'al, is that where your acts start to resemble the one that you are following. And this is how we begin, and this should be our intention. And no doubt we fall short every day. We might talk about this right now and fall short in 5 minutes after it is that we speak. We might fall short tonight and tomorrow morning, but this is why we come together to remind ourselves. This is what we want and this is what we should be searching for. How can you and I resemble the best of creation, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in everything that it is that we do? And from the bounty of Allah, we have a complete description. Everything that it is that we need. From head to toe with all of our limbs, with our outwardly and inwardly, everything that it is that we need to perfectly resemble the best of creation, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You can just imagine if you have a generation of people that grow up and that start to resemble the Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Look during the time of the Sahaba. There were so many people that resembled the Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is that when he was sitting amongst them and people would come from outside of Medina Munawwara, they actually wouldn't know who the Messenger of Allah was. Now, outwardly, they would explain that this points to his humility, that he wasn't sitting on that some big chair where everybody else was sitting around him, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but he was sitting among them. So yes, it does point to his humility, but there are much deeper explanations of that as well, is that the light of the Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, had that penetrated into the hearts of those that were around them, where they actually did start to resemble them. There were times where people would come into the masjid and think that Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq was the Messenger of Allah. And he said, no, ذاك رسول الله. That no, that is the messenger of Allah. Even in the Hijr, we have this, that when they saw them coming, they didn't know who was the Prophet and who was Sayyidina Abu Bakr until they saw Sayyidina Abu Bakr that holding some garment to shade the best of creation, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That when our Prophet said about Sayyidina Ja'far, yes, he was from his family, but deeper than that, he resembled لَقَدْ أَشْبَهْتَنِي خَلْقًا وَخُلُقًا, our Prophet said about him, is that you have resembled me in your physical stature and in your character. In the battle of Uhud, when Sayyidina Mus'ab ibn Umair was martyred, is that part of the reason that it started to spread that the Messenger of Allah had passed away is because Sayyidina Mus'ab resembled Rasulullah. From his that intiwa, in his imtizaj, in his muhaka, because he was fully absorbed in relation to his actions, his attributes, and his essence in the best of creation, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is where it's at. You could go on, story after story, story after story, let alone the two blessed grandsons of the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But the greatest of them all was the daughter of Rasulullah, Sayyidina Fatima ibn Batul al-Zahra. And Sayyidina Aisha said, "Ma kanat mashyata Fatima tukhti' mashyata Rasulillah," that she was the perfect example of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in woman form. No one resembled the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam outwardly in terms of her physical stature and in terms of her character and in terms of the reality of her light. She was known as Abiha, the mother of her father. And one of the things that the scholars say about this is that her spiritual light was so strong that you might think that she was the source, but when in reality the source is none other than Rasulullah, but she was the Abiha. She was the mother of her father, Asida Fatima ibn Batul al-Zahra, because the Sahaba understood these meanings. But alhamdulillah, the great inheritors of the Prophet ﷺ give us means for you and I to say things and do things so that this also becomes a reality. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad. Salatun turdika wa turdi. So we say that, oh Allah, pray upon Sayyidina Muhammad a prayer that makes you content and makes him content. وَتَنْطَوِي بِهَا أَعْمَالِي وَنِيَاتِي وَحَرَكَاتِي وَسَكَنَاتِي فِي. And so that all of my actions, my intentions, my moments of movement and stillness are completely absorbed in him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam, and upon his family and companions. Those great people that set the bar as high as it could be set in following the best of creation, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then they transmitted these meanings to the tabi'een, who transmitted these meanings to the tabi'een, who transmitted these meanings to those that came after them until this day and age. That we have these meanings preserved so that anybody that wants them has to go to the right place to be able to receive them. The great inheritors of Rasulullah, this month is a month where we want these meanings to be renewed in our heart. In every month and in every week and in every day, but especially in this month. Because we are not to be for the emergence of the physical body of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You and I will not be here today, 1400 plus years later, to speak about these meanings. The doors will be closed for human beings to arrive to the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But alhamdulillah, Allah has preserved it. And may Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq and bless us to be from the elect of those who reach this level of intiwa, where our actions are absorbed in his actions. And to move up in degrees where we at very least love and hopefully experience something of what it means to have imtizaj, where our attributes are absorbed in his attributes, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then may Allah ta'ala bless us to be with those whose their essence is absorbed in his. Ya arhamar rahimin. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.